Genesis chapter 17. So, it was a very hot day, and the sun was glittering out the sand like gold in the desert. Andrew, who was touring the desert, lost his way. He was getting a little desperate. He ran out of water. So he was walking around. He was looking around for any sign of life. And off in the distance, he saw a hut. He thought it was an illusion, but he started walking towards it anyway. As he got closer and closer, he realized that it was a real hut. And he ran inside, and he was so excited. He was looking for any water, anything that could help him. There was nothing. So he was a little discouraged. He sat down for a little bit. And then he decided to look out the back window. And he saw this water pump. And he ran outside to the water pump, and he started pumping for 5 minutes. Nothing came out. No noises, no water, nothing. So he's discouraged. He tried to kick it a few times. That didn't work. So he went back inside. He was getting desperate. So he's moving boxes around, moving papers. And then in the corner, on a table under a box, he saw a bottle of water. And Andrew got so excited. He was about to drink that bottle of water. But then he saw a sign. The sign said, "Please use this water to start the pump. It works. After you have done so, don't forget to refill the bottle again." After reading this message in the paper, he went into a dilemma. "Will the pump work? If I use this water, is the pump in good condition? Can I trust what is written in the paper? If it is false, then my last source of water will be wasted." Andrew paused for a minute, and he prayed. Then he went out to the pump, and he poured water in, and he started pumping. Maybe 5-10 seconds later, water started spewing out. Andrew had all the water he could ever want. So he got refreshed, and he filled the water and put it back. Then on that piece of paper, he wrote, "Have faith. It works." Then Andrew went and found the nearest village. "Have faith. It works." That's the title of this message. And if there's one thing I want you to learn from this message, it's just having faith that God will deliver His promises. So I hope you're there in Genesis chapter 17, and we'll read verses 17 through 19. Verse 17 says, "Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, 'Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?' And Abraham said unto God, 'Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee.' And God said, 'Sarah the wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him.'" Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would use me in this message. I pray that all the glory would go to your name, Lord. I pray that everyone here would just be able to learn something and apply it to their lives, Lord. Thank you for this night. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. The title of this message is "Have Faith. It Works." Number one, we see God makes His promise. And it says in Genesis 17 that God promised Abraham and Sarah a son. Now, what's so crazy about this is that Abraham was 99 and Sarah was 90. But on top of that, Sarah was never able to bear children before. You know, sometimes we try to restrict God's promises to human logic. Do you ever hear something and just say, "That's not possible"? That's basically what Abraham and Sarah were saying to God here when they laughed and doubted His promises. You know, I've always liked Taco Bell. And I hear a lot of people talking bad about it, but I've always liked it. Me and my dad used to go there. And we would get this thing called the Frito Burrito. It was a burrito, and it had all the stuff you could ever want, except for the vegetables. So it had rice, beef, cheese, and the Frito chips. And me and my dad went to Taco Bell one time, and I was going to get in there and order a Frito Burrito. So I went up to the cashier, and I ordered one. And he paused for a second, and he looked at me. And he said, "We don't have those anymore." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "We don't have those anymore." And I was shocked. But allow me to relate that back to this passage. When God promised that Abraham and Sarah would have a son, they couldn't believe it. But let me tell you, God is not restricted by our logic. God can do miraculous things that have never been seen before. It doesn't matter what age you are, what your background is, or where you are from. God can use you in any way He wants to, if we will let Him. We can see here that in this passage, God is not restricted by Abraham and Sarah's age. So why do we think that He is restricted by whatever excuse that we have? God had a plan for Abraham and Sarah, and He has a plan for me and you. Here are some stories in the Bible that I wrote down about God keeping His promises. God promised that He would raise Jesus up again, as it says in Acts 13:32-33. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us, their children, and that he would raise up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. We can see here that God promised the generation before them that he would raise Jesus up again, and that did happen. God also promised that he would deliver the children of Israel out of captivity. As it says in Exodus 6, 1 through 6, then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses, and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, and the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were kept in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant, wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. We can see here that God promised that he would deliver the children of Israel out of captivity. It says in Exodus 4 verse 3 that the children of Israel were afflicted, but they still bowed their heads and worshipped God and had faith in him. That's the testimony that we ought to have as Christians. Turn with me to Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Verse 28 says, Come unto me, all ye that are that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. God promises that to us that no matter what we are going through, we can run to him and he will give us rest. Amen. So number one, we had God makes his promise. And number two, we have counting the stars. Let's go back to Genesis. Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. Verse 1 says, After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, well wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is Eleazar of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold to me, thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born of my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. Verse 5 says, And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward the heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. We see here that God told Abraham to count the stars, and so shall thy seed be. You know, if you go outside on a clear night, and you look up at the sky, you'll see stars. Hundreds and hundreds of stars. If I went out there, and I tried to count all the stars, I would give up pretty quickly. Astronomers believe that there are 100 million stars in the Milky Way galaxy alone. Astronomers have discovered about 200 billion galaxies. Astronomers also say that there are 200 trillion stars in the universe that they've discovered. Imagine God telling you to count the stars and saying, So shall thy seed be. Here's the promise. In chapter 17, God promises that Abraham and Sarah would be the father of many nations, but Sarah had not bare any children. How crazy would that be? Imagine being 99 years old and God telling you that you would be the father of many nations. That would blow my mind. Turn to chapter 17. Just a couple chapters over. And we'll read verses 16 and 17. And I will bless her and give thee a son of her. Yea, I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. And said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? God once again promised Abraham and Sarah a child, but Abraham fell on his face and laughed. And in his heart he questioned God's almighty power. I'm going to read chapter 18, verses 1 through 15. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, My Lord, If now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that you shall pass on, for therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree. And they did eat. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. If God promises something to you and me, he means it. Amen. Sometimes we can't wrap our minds around it, but through God's almighty power, he can do anything. Do we sometimes laugh at God's promises? God can do so much with so little. God only promised them one son. Abraham and Ishmael with Hagar, but God only promised Abraham and Sarah one son, Isaac. Yet God would still make Abraham the father of many nations. Through Abraham's lineage, there was David. And through David's lineage, there was Jesus. Does that not amaze you that God had it planned all along that through one promise, the Son of God would come down to earth? You know, I've seen firsthand in my life how God can work in small numbers. There's a group of us of about 10 or 11 that go to South Jackson Elementary, and we do Good News Club every week. We have preaching, singing, and a couple games, and we just minister to these kids. And through just a small group of us, I've seen 6 or 7 kids get saved. I love watching God work through that ministry. So number one, we had God makes his promise. Number two, we had counting the stars. And number three, we have God keeps his promises. We looked earlier at God making his promise to Abraham and Sarah. Both of them laughed and doubted God's promise. In Genesis 17:17, Abraham laughed. In Genesis 18:12, Sarah laughed. But both of them laughed after hearing God's promise. But then they doubted. It says in Genesis 17:17 that Abraham questioned his heart. Then in Genesis 18:12 that Sarah questioned God after she laughed, then denied it. Both Abraham and Sarah doubted God, but God had a plan all along. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. At this moment right here, Abraham and Sarah were not trusting in the Lord. They were leaning towards their own understanding and what they think is possible. Now turn to Genesis chapter 21. And we'll read verses 1 through 3. Verse 1 says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. Abraham and Sarah had Isaac. God delivered his promise. It took a few years for this to happen, and there was no lack of unbelief from Abraham and Sarah. But God delivered. If God can give a 99-year-old and a 90-year-old a son, imagine what he could do through you and me. You know, I think sometimes we make a pinky promise to maybe a 5-year-old about a small thing, and we just instantly forget it. But that's not what God does. Whenever God makes a promise, big or small, he always delivers on his promises. Let's just look at a couple promises that God gives to us. God promises that he will defeat Satan. Turn to Revelation 20. Revelation 20. And we'll read verses 1 through 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on that dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. Let's read verses 7 through 10 of Revelation 20. Verse 7 says, "And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are on the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into a lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." God promises in verse 10 that Satan will be defeated once and for all. Now, that hasn't happened yet, but the Bible is God's holy word. There are no lies in the Bible. Matthew 24:35 says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Isaiah 48 says, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Titus 1:1-2 says, "Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." The Bible is true. The Bible will stand fast. The Bible has no lies. But the Bible says that one day Satan will be defeated once and for all. Will you laugh at this promise, or will you choose to believe it? God promises that He will also bring us deliverance from Satan. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above as you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." There are so many temptations around us, whether it's skipping work, skipping school, not reading your Bible and not praying every day, and just hundreds of other things. When God brings a temptation into your life, there is always a way to escape it with His help. Prayer renewing your Bibles. It can do wonders if you try it. God promises that He will never leave us. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee, He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. God will be with us. God will not fail us." This promise from God is very comforting, the promise that God will not forsake us. In closing, God gives us promises. It's our choice on how we react to them. We see here that Abraham and Sarah laughed when God tells them that they will bear a son. They didn't believe God's promise towards them. So first we had God makes His promise. God promised Abraham and Sarah's son. Number two, we have counting the stars, where God shows His miraculous power. Then lastly, we have counting the stars. Lastly, we have God keeps His promise. Through all the doubt that Abraham and Sarah had, God still kept His promises and gave them a son. God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. Whenever God makes a promise, He will see it out to the end whenever it's time to deliver. I've heard this quote a couple times. The only thing that limits God is our unbelief. Do you have faith that God will deliver His promises? Do you have faith that God will never fail you? Do you have faith in God? Abraham and Sarah had unbelief. They did not have faith in what God told them. Is that reflective of you and me right now? Bow your heads with me as I turn it over to Pastor.